Charlie 1. Hi, I'm Lula. It's Mitchell Party, AKA Diaz of Charlie 1.
He never did come to meet me.
Hold the high.
The bush.
I got a good text from John Little today.
Is it about diarrhea?
No. I forgot to warn him of this, but once a year, I forgot it was around this time, down the street of the house where I used to live that he now lives, there's like a fucking parade. And it's the shittiest parade in the world. It's like a fire truck and then like an hour of people walking down the street in the middle of the street because it's closed off following the fire truck.
What's it for?
Dude, I have no idea. I looked it up once and it was celebrating some sort of like Mexican war. I don't know, something. And he texts me, "What the fuck is going on right now? There's a bunch of people walking down the street following a fire truck. Did I fucking wake up in some sort of fucking bizarro land?" I go, "No, dude, it happens every year. I must have missed it the last few years because this is the shittiest parade I've ever seen in my life.
I can see him walking out onto the sidewalk so angry in like a bathrobe."
Because you can't leave your house if your car's there. For like an hour or two, people literally just walk down the street pushing strollers. Because after the fire truck and like the marching band's gone, it's just people walking down the middle of the street.
"Hey, if you can't beat them, join them. I'm going to see if there's any single women out here."
Yeah, I ended up fucking some puss on that.
I became a fireman. I got on the truck.
That must have been five techs going, "I've been to a lot of shitty parades, O'Neill. I grew up in Oklahoma. I've seen them all. This is the shittiest parade I've ever seen in my life."
Well, sorry to hear it, John.
I should have warned him. But I knew maybe he wouldn't have moved in there if he had known.
Some news and notes from around my neighborhood. Not like in my exact neighborhood, but close. And it's in an area where it's a path sometimes Courtney and I walk. There was like an ice cream truck under a bridge that never moved. Like there's like Winnebago, like all these fucking weirdos.
People are living in the ice cream truck?
Yeah, in these Winnebagos. The ice cream truck was all like boarded. It was like insane. It was all this graffiti on it and shit. Like it looked crazy. So then one day I drive by it and it's just completely burnt to a fucking crisp. Must have been a meth fire, I would guess.
Yeah, the guy's cooking.
And so
who knows? Maybe he's just making candy.
Yeah. And so it's the city is just leaving it there. It's been there for weeks, just burnt
really?
To an absolute husk of a car. It's weird. Crazy.
Dude, there.
And the guy would have a rug on the pavement. It's under a bridge, and he would have a rug on the sidewalk. And we would walk, and there's nowhere really to go. And be like, "Do we walk on? Like, is it disrespectful?
Get off my fucking rug.
Is it disrespectful?
Take your shoes off."
To touch his rug. But then his truck burnt to the ground.
So now you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in a new
vehicle. I think the rug was probably in the fucking ice cream truck.
But thank you to the city for just leaving a burnt ice cream truck sitting there.
Dude, since they cleaned out Venice, have you seen the Winnebagos living on this street? There's three of them.
I don't know if... I think I have.
It's crazy. They're moving in. They're everywhere.
The Winnebagos can't be stopped. They said to move for street cleaning, and then other than that, how do you enforce it?
You can't. I hear them. I hear people watching TV
that
at night.
That might be with a farter you talked about last episode.
Dude, you may have solved the case.
It might be on a CB radio.
Yeah. No, they might just
on
be
the
ripping
roof.
Farts right out front here, parked right out front.
Could be.
Leaving the window open because it's got to be hot in there. You can't leave that thing running the whole time.
Yeah.
Sure can't handle a generator.
And then the party house behind me, the swinger party place that I've talked about. So they have the stage is set up. So one time I went to go throw something away, and where I throw stuff away, I can see. That's like the only angle I can see what's going on. And there's people all watching some sort of pull-down screen.
Oh, a movie night.
And they have like glow-in-the-dark headphones, and it's some like... Courtney's like, "Oh, I went to something like that." It's like they sync the sound.
Yeah.
But I could still hear the movie, kind of, but it wasn't loud.
Dude, at my sister's wedding, she did that because there's a noise ordinance. And so you put the headphones on and everyone's dancing, but if you take your headphones off, it's dead silent. Everybody looks like an idiot.
That's weird.
But if you put them on, you're dancing the same song as everybody else. So it must be, at least they're thinking, they're being considerate over there.
Well, not too considerate. Because Courtney reported there was an opera night one night when I wasn't
there.
Dude,
what is going on here?
They were doing a Monday.
This is like a mini Rose Bowl.
I think they're charging
Who?
People to get in.
What movie are they watching?
I don't know. And then it sounds like there's people there sometimes, like clapping and stuff, but you look back, you can't see. You're like, I don't know if there are any people back there, but there's like bands playing. Like, they had a Monday Night Football night. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, are they wearing the headphones? Or
the
no?
The front yard, they have a curtain, and they have a sign that hangs that says, Welcome to the Oasis. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the name of their club.
Dude, have you talked to other neighbors?
Courtney's on one of those like neighborhood apps.
Yeah. Oh, those get real dark real quick.
And you can check like.
Everyone's like, have you seen this fucking guy?
But she hasn't seen anyone talking about it.
Really?
No.
Oh, dude, they're probably giving free admission to anyone who lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so I don't know.
What about your neighbors that live in that building with you?
Oh, they haven't said much about it, but they are sticklers for noise, but make a lot of noise themselves. So.
You know what, though? This might be a Comedy Store situation where like, you remember we were at times the only people who were like, this guy's a piece of shit. And people are like, who? Oh, I don't even know.
They may not even, I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it's something to keep an eye on. It's very
bizarre.
Why don't
you start going over there?
I should. I don't know if I want to get ingratiated with these people. For when I might be subpoenaed for whatever sort of cultish.
But dude, what if you love it and they go, you know what? We'll build you a door. The back door, so you can walk right from the driveway into the Oasis.
Or again, I love it, and they ban me, and then I'm heartbroken.
And they all have to do is watch and listen to people having a great time.
Yeah.
And they're like, you could have been you, bro, if you were cooler.
It. You talked about it on your podcast.
Oh, maybe we should have a podcast listening party there.
You could.
Wow. Yeah. All this potential.
I had to lower baby Barb's crib. She's starting to pull herself up, so we had to lower her down. The mattress has like settings. One screw though, we bought it used, and one of the screws was stripped. And so I was like, "Fuck!" So I had to take the whole thing apart to like get this one screw out.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the Home Depot to try to find a matching screw.
I'm sure they were helpful.
It took me about 30 minutes to find someone. I'm looking
dude.
Just walking around.
People don't fucking have any clue there.
I go up to this guy. I'm like, he's wearing the apron. I'm like, hey, can somebody help? He's like, oh, yeah, he can help you. And he points to a guy who's at this key-making kiosk in the middle of an aisle. And he's with this guy who has like a bag of 100 keys. He's like, he'll help you when he's done. I'm like, that could be an hour.
Dude, this is what happens when you run the mom-and-pop joints. If you went into, they still had local hardware store, you walk in there and they go, yeah, get one right now.
And they would have jerked me off and give me some Chinese
food.
Dude,
if you need help at Home Depot, don't go to Home Depot. It's a fucking nightmare.
So then I see some employee. I go up to him. I didn't realize he was with someone else. He's like, give me a second. I was like, all right, fine. So I waited for him. And this guy, I'll describe him. He's like, his hair looked kind of like Mike Myers from Wayne's World. He had a bit of like an older 90s style.
A little Hesher.
Probably in his 20s. He climbs up a ladder, but he almost trips going up the ladder, like almost killing himself. Those ladders go pretty high. Like one of
he
like
almost
the,
fell?
Yeah. He's like, oh, man. And then he drops like a ton of shit like from the top of the ladder, like almost hitting customers onto the floor.
Accidentally?
Yeah. He's like, oh God. So I like go over there. I hand it up. He's like, oh, thanks, man. And so then he's helping me, and he's having trouble figuring out the size of the screw. A fellow employee walks by. The guy gives a, holy shnikes, you're here early? And you can tell the guy hated him. He's like, yeah, I had something else.
Who's pulling out fucking Tommy Boy references from 95?
This fucking idiot. So then he's looking. They have like charts you can use to like match your screws up.
Yeah.
And he's doing that. And the whole time he's going like this. Making fart noises to himself.
How old is the guy?
He's like 25, maybe older.
The guy's really... The guy wished he grew up in the 90s.
And I was like... There's no way this screw is going to work. It did somehow fit. I was shocked, but I was not impressed with the level of customer service at the Home Depot.
Dude, if you really need something and you have a question about it, forget it. If you're going in there and you know what you want, then get it.
But I mean, if you do know what you want, the place is fucking 18 acres.
You need a
golf cart.
You have to get a lay of the land.
You need a map.
Yeah, it's
Home Depot is a horrible, horrible place. Some guy came up to him while I was dealing with him, and he's like, the guy, it was two people. They were clearly foreign. They were like Swedish or something. He's like, excuse me, do you have a bracket? He didn't sound like that. And the guy's like, oh, brackets? And he's like, he like told him what he wanted it for. And even I was like, I don't think that's a bracket. And I know shit. And he like told him where it was. He's like, I don't know if you want brackets, man. like this 5 minute.
He's like talking about him.
It's like 5 minute discussion. He's like, you may have the wrong word. And then you're like,
yeah, it's a real shit show.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Also, you'll go there after looking for 30 minutes and then you'll find the spot you want and then they'll be out of it. That's how it always fucking works.
Yeah, they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because there's no incentive. Dude, if I worked there, hiding out at all times.
It seems easy to.
Yeah. I'd be just sitting on that ladder, killing time.
Just avoiding, because you can tell people who are looking, you know, everyone's looking around like, have you seen anyone? No.
What's the incentive to help?
Yeah,
you're getting the same hourly wage.
But, yeah, so that was that. Courtney showed me this. The Equality Institute says, this is in quotes, instead of saying pregnant women, try using the phrase pregnant people because all genders can fall pregnant.
That's not true. Wait, what? What? That's not true.
But also, who uses the word fall pregnant? What does that even mean?
They can all fall pregnant?
I thought it was a typo and feel, but it wasn't. They meant to say fall.
Because they're saying because men are part of the pregnancy?
No, they're saying...
Well, I don't understand.
They're saying, like, if you're transgender and a man, you, I guess they...
You can't reproduce.
I guess they claim you can't. I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm not sure. Not all genders. Like, you have to have a woman's body and their fucking biology in order to carry... I get what you're saying. So, basically, yeah, if a transgender person is dressed as a man but has female parts...
So, they want pregnant...
Who wants to be called...
Pregnant people.
You know what? Can we stop? Can we just fucking stop at some point? I'm sorry.
It's too hard.
But, like, you cannot...
It's too much.
Just derail 99.9% of the population for this.
Plus, some people.
What are you fucking? How many times are you gonna fucking? You're say call everyone a person because of the two times you maybe in your entire life, if you're lucky, that you'll ever run into a pregnant dude who's actually a woman.
Plus, it's like too much to even have to worry about because you're like you said, it's probably not gonna happen. And so then you're like worried about, you know, am I going to say that? Am I going to say that? And it's just too much.
You're turning people on folks for no reason. You're just making people angry.
Yeah.
They would never be angry in the first place. I love how they have not figured out this formula yet. They're all bitching about all these politicians that are in power, all this. It's all because you dumb fucks complain about everything. You piss people off and they just want to fuck you for it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Everyone, I'm getting tired of hearing all this shit. I can't handle it anymore. Just everybody. Occasionally, you're going to fucking not be treated great. To Home Depot, you were treated like shit.
Why do we have to say pregnant people? Because some people identify as animals or objects.
Way too much freedom. Way too much time on our hands. We all have it pretty fucking good, I'll tell you that right now.
It's getting...
And all you're doing is infuriating people. You're just... pissing people off by saying, well, you know what we need to do now? People already have a lot on their plate. They're barely able to handle the fucking social shit that they have to follow, the social norms, and now you're switching it up for everybody as an individual preference.
When will this show come out? Is this this will be after
the
12th, after our big Bell House show?
Yeah,
thanks for coming out to the Bell House,
it
guys.
It was a real barn burner.
it was great meeting you. Great meeting all of you.
We haven't done it yet, so we don't know. But
thanks for that briefcase full of cash that Bob from Connecticut gave me.
Sorry, somebody died while we're recording the show.
Yeah, it was sad, but the show must go on.
It was Jim from the last episode?
Brian? Who?
Who was the guy? The old guy?
Yeah, it was Jim had a
Jimmy.
Seizure. Yeah, big Jim.
Jimmy came out, flew out from Indio, and died at the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so... What are you going to do? Stop it. I'm going to still call you a woman. If you look like a woman, I call you a woman.
Check out
if you're a pregnant dude, I'm going to say, well, what's the deal here? I'm just going to think you're fat.
Check out our t-shirts, Danish and O'Neill .threadless.
.com.
Yeah, you can get a sweet shower curtain. You can be like Brian, the toast of his town. Steve Renazizi was beside himself. He commented, "Sweet Jesus." Maybe he loved it. I don't know.
Maybe he might get him one for Christmas.
He might be jealous.
I think everybody's getting one of these for Christmas.
What else can you get? Can you get a fanny pack? on Threadless?
No fanny packs, but they have stickers, and they also just added leggings, but I haven't added to the store. Oh. But I, there's
may
jeans.
And they want
to
add jeans.
You can get fucking jeans.
And it says it on the jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's going to get a pair of those.
So there's somebody bought a pair of pants for the fight. For a fight pants.
Do they have JNCOs?
No, I was thinking about that. We were talking about the Dassey's JNCOs. But,
that would be sweet.
They have all kinds of cell phone case, mugs, thermoses.
They have top hats.
They have just, you can buy just the artwork, get it framed.
They have yarmulkes?
No, but we should probably add that to that. If maybe petition them to start selling yarmulkes.
Do they have tattoos you can get from a man who comes to your house?
I'll give you a tattoo. I'll throw it out. I'll outline it myself.
Also, go to BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101. Help the Danish and O'Neill show and put some money in your pocket. You can bet on all sorts of crazy shit. They got sports. They got politics. I think they even have some of these entertainment award shows on there.
What? A guy who bet on the fight now, he's deep in it. He's like, dude, I've been winning my ass off. He just bet a parlay on his on some football game.
I think
he won again.
I think he's winning his ass back on. His ass was off. He got so much money at his ass.
I know this is coming out after the elections, but I am gambling on these elections.
Well,
I'm going to put some fucking money on this. I might just start making all my money on gambling on elections.
That's a good way.
And I will use DO101 when I do it.
Hit it up.
Also, last thing, we have a new podcast.
Yeah, hell yeah, we do.
It is called Beach Cops, and it is myself. It is the Danish.
It is me.
It is the DeWitt.
Andy D.
It is engineered by Zach Lunch.
The great, and some singing vocals every now and then by the great Zach Crunch.
And it is on Patreon. It's a Patreon only. It's a separate Patreon. It's Beach Cops. Go to it. Check it out. You can just fucking you pay by the episode. This first one's 2 fucking hours of insanity. Guaranteed to laugh your ass off. I don't know what we'll do if you don't. I don't know what the guarantee will get you. But you got to type in capital B for the beach and capital C for the cops, and it'll come up. Join it. Enjoy it. Tell your friends about it.
Enjoy it. Yes. Who sent me this?
Also, we got to get this Steven Seagal movie review up on the Patreon.
Yeah.
People are like, well, I don't want to support these guys anymore.
Yeah, we are going to do that.
On our own. That'll be for everybody who's a dollar subscriber. We're going to start doing that beginning of December. We'll have some out.
This is from Jeremy, and there's a kind of a twist in this story, but I've researched this thoroughly, so don't worry about it. It's not too crazy.
So is this the cerebral palsy guy whose dad jerks him off?
No.
Okay.
Is that a story?
I did see that story.
I did not see that.
I went into the Facebook chat room for the
Danish and O'Neill page.
Yeah, where people can chat about things.
Yeah.
And somebody posted a long thing about a man who jerks off his son with cerebral palsy.
Whew.
And it is, they're like, hey, we didn't get to talk about this, but I was like, part of it, I was like, look, like, you know, I see the guy's point.
It's a real tearjerker of a story.
It's a tough one. I have to read the whole thing. I only read part of it, but maybe we'll discuss it next episode. It is a, it's one to wrap your head around. It's tough.
Some of the shit people send me, I'm like, the headlines I'm using, and then I read it. It's like so fucking dark. I don't even see how you could do anything comedic about this. Like, it's insanely fucking dark.
I know, some people are like, oh, they'll love this.
They're like, you're going to fucking love it. And I read it, I'm like, no way you could do this.
That's what I got with the dad who jerked his cerebral palsy son off. Like, I was like, oh, great headline, but it's very sad.
You get in there, and you're like, oh.
If I had cerebral, I would appreciate a hand job.
So this one's kind of sad, but I'll tell you why I don't think it is. This is from WHNT News 19.
Oh, quality program. Where is this out of?
I don't know where they're out of. The story's out of Morgan County, Alabama.
Quality place.
So some dude named, he's 35, his name is Sherwin Shayegan. Must be Armenian,
what?
I would guess.
I don't even know if that's Armenian.
Sherwin. Oh, no, he's Iranian. I did do my research.
Sherwin Sheboygan?
Sherwin Shayegan.
Okay.
He's from
What if that's the most common name?
Could be.
You said he's Iranian?
Yeah.
What if that's the most common name in Iran? You go, oh, it's Sherwin Shayegan's everywhere.
this guy's from Washington State. And he got... This is crazy. He got arrested and put in jail after an alleged string of bizarre behavior that was across the country that led him to North Alabama. So they charged 35-year-old Sherwin Shayegan with harassment for inappropriate contact with a Fauquville High School student after a recent pep rally.
Wait, is this guy a teacher?
No.
So he's just hanging out at the pep rallies?
So after the,
what?
After the pep rally. By the way, my research led me that this guy has Asperger's, but that doesn't lead you to do any of this stuff.
By the way, we all have Asperger's.
After the pep.
By the way, Asperger's is exactly what Brandon Dassey wanted when he gets released from jail. Can I get some? I've heard a lot about Asperger's.
What?
Yeah, people are around me always say Asperger's.
Yeah, you've been in institutions too long, Brandon.
Yeah, you're autistic, Brandon.
You're an idiot. Well, I take it back. You're a smart boy. Sorry.
Everybody, I watched The Making of Murderer 2, and everybody says I'm not smart.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a bit. You're dumb. That's the only way you get out of there.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even say anything. You just said you had nothing.
This is Dassey talking to Dassey.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cha.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So after the pep rally, the football team was going to eat. And
wait, how does this guy get involved in this?
I did some deep research on Sherwood Shayegan, and I'll tell you all about him after this article. The suspect jumped on one of the football player's backs, which is his M.O. This guy's, they call him the piggyback bandit.
This guy just goes to high schools. And he's like, hey, who is this guy?
They say, by the way, weighs like 230. He's not a small guy. He weighs like 230. And he surprises you. And he just jumps on your back.
Is this the guy from Something About Mary?
All of a sudden, you think it's like a classmate. You turn on some grown man you've never seen in your life.
Is this Warren from there? Dude, he just goes piggyback. Dude, this guy doesn't have Asperger's. He's full-blown autistic if he's doing this. This guy's in his mid-30s.
Sullivan said, I don't know who the fuck Sullivan. They said Shayegan gave the football player a note and asked him not to read it until the game was over, which is always a bad sign.
Also, who are these football players who are allowing this guy to hang out?
By the way.
You're like, that autistic guy just gave me a note?
The kid, they said after winning the game and reading the note, the guy didn't. Why would you not read it?
They probably should have felt bad for this guy.
The student went home and told his mother. She later contacted the cops and discovered Shayegan took pictures of athletes at the pep rally. Authorities have not.
Is that illegal?
I mean, I don't know if he was in. He may have been trespassing, but I'm not sure. They say his actions fall in line with what he has done in a number of states. According to multiple news outlets since 2008, he's shown up at athletic events, ingratiating himself with the team, in some cases, even dressing up in full uniform.
Coach, who's the new player?
It's Sherwood Shayegan.
Yeah, he's 35-year-old Iranian guy
from Washington.
He's on the team now.
Put him in.
I met him at a pep rally. We really fucking hit it off.
He's a cool guy. Writes good notes.
He's a fucking guy. I love this guy. Where do you buy a uniform for the fucking team?
I don't know.
Coach, I'm here. I'm ready to play. Get the fuck out of here, Sheboygan.
He also massages players, and he even asks for piggyback rides.
Dude, who's the piggyback?
He loves the piggyback.
Hey, you know what I'd go for right now? Yeah, how about a piggyback ride? That would really make my day.
Hey, I'm the quarterback on this team in Oklahoma, motherfucker. I'm not giving you a fucking fucking piggyback.
No, that's okay. You just turn around and start walking, and he just fucking pounces on him like a mountain lion.
Kind of a uniform.
All right, hey, good game, team. Let's hit the showers.
The cops really got into this case. They traced his Seattle area phone number.
Was he calling these kids?
A Huntsville restaurant he visited and the Uber he took south to another area. The Uber driver told cops that Shayegan was getting piggyback rides at the Walmart when he picked him up.
No, he didn't. This guy's a serial piggyback rider.
Was he getting from this random Walmart?
I would love to walk out of Walmart. Some guy jumps on my back. How does he not get the shit beat out of him?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
They,
this guy's so
So did the cops show up? This guy's riding on somebody's back. He's got a fucking piggyback.
Dude, this guy's not autistic. What's wrong with this guy?
This guy fascinated me so much that I Googled his name. And, in the article on this, they're like, he's at it again. This guy's been doing this for years.
Piggyback riding?
So this Grantland, which was Bill Simmons' now defunct website, did a whole piece, like a long...
No shit.
It's still up. I read the whole thing.
This is like the Jonah Falcon of piggyback rides?
Yes. So he was a manager for like every sports team in his high school. Like that was his thing. Okay. Like he was, and he was like, I guess the athletes were like sort of nice to him. And like that
is he
was
slow?
They just said
he just said he's Asperger's.
They just said Asperger's. That was it.
It sounds like he's a little further on the spectrum.
He's been, they call it trespassed, aka banned from high school sporting events in 5 states.
How does he support himself?
This guy has no car. He goes he buses across state lines.
Where does he sleep?
They go. This guy has no job. He has disability from like having Asperger, whatever's wrong with him. And he uses the money, and he just goes state to state. And so he goes to they said he has an encyclopedia knowledge of high school athletes.
Dude,
like a Rain Man.
This guy is Rain Man. This guy's not. He's not of Asperger's. This dude's hardcore.
Sometimes he lures the athletes to various places.
Lures? Sounds predatory.
He offers them money. He's like, I'm going to donate money to the team. He once showed up. This football coach was having like a players only meeting like at the beginning of the season.
he showed up
in the meeting and like, who the fuck are you? He's like, I'm here to give money to the program. And he gave like $50. And the coach was like, who the fuck is this guy?
This guy's suited up, ready to go.
He's become managers of teams in some of these states.
What?
It's crazy.
So everybody just feels really bad for him.
I think.
And nobody Googles him, even though he has a name that nobody else has. That you put that into Google, and this is probably the first thing that comes up.
But they said sometimes he'll come in, like he's interested, because he always is lured to the best player at the specific game.
This guy is a weird fetish.
And so,
I only get piggybacks from the best players.
Sometimes, though, if he gets made by like a specific team, he'll befriend like the visiting team, come in with them. No one really notices him with them, and then he like all of a sudden he'll like run up and jump on the best player's back.
He's like an ambush.
They have a picture of him. I'll show it to you. He's wearing the. I don't have it, but he's wearing the basketball jersey. But they're like, if you look closely, it's like the basketball jersey from like a different high school, the wrong color.
Is there a picture of him that I can see?
Yeah, I'll show it. It's like there's only one picture of him like in action.
This is him doing the piggyback ride?
No, but it's him like wearing the jersey.
How is he a big guy?
They said he weighed like the cops who arrested him, like because in the Grantland story, were like loving it because they're like, we get a call. It's like we were looking into this guy. We get a call about him, and they were like dying laughing that they arrested him.
So what they say his weight was?
I think I'll tell you. It's in this Grantland piece.
Man, dude, what a fucking all star.
And they said he just can't stop. Like he can't stop going to these games.
He's addicted to high school sports, man.
Dude, there was a clerk in a hotel. And she recognized him from like another state she used to live in, and was like, and he was like, "Can you give me a ride to like the soccer tournament down the street?"
Wow!
And then she called the cops.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Have they talked to his parents?
I think so. And the parents are like, "He's a good boy, but they can't stop going to these games."
He can't stop the piggyback ride.
He said in jail once, he asked the cops, "When am I getting out of there?" And the cop was like, "He was doing it for his schedule." To see when he could get out of state to another game.
God damn.
Let me see. They think he weighs like 260.
No, shut up.
That's what this cop says.
Shut the fuck up. So you could be really hurting people.
Yeah, he could injure you.
Wait, is there a photo of him?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Let me see this photo. 260? They're going to say like 150 pounds.
The piggyback bandit. Dude, he's been to Montana. I mean, he's all over. He goes to Minnesota.
Where is he now?
I think he's like he lives in like Washington.
Dude, I guarantee you that somebody that listens to this show has had a contact with this guy.
The cops were like, "We think it's sexual, but we can't prove that it is."
The piggyback?
Like, yeah, like we don't know, but like we think it is.
Dude, he found the greatest loophole ever. He has a sexual fetish that's disguised as a piggyback ride, and no one can prove it.
He just loves high school athletics. Where's this picture?
Can you just isn't that probably the first thing that comes up on the Google images?
Yeah, he was in Fargo.
Oh, I thought he was the movie.
No, he was. Yeah, he wishes. Oh, here it is.
I wonder what happened. What triggered him in his mind to get
there? He is trying to infiltrate it.
Oh my God, he looks like he's 45 years old.
He's in basketball shorts.
He doesn't weigh 260. He's a smaller guy.
He's short, but he's not light.
He's stocky. Yeah.
I wouldn't want him running,
dude,
up, jumping.
If
on
I
me.
Saw that guy come on my film, like, get the fuck out of here, you pervert! Like, there's no way that guy's just here to support a program.
No.
The guy's a creepy looking fuck.
So I think I don't know how many states he's been banned from now in terms of sporting events, but it's got to be up there.
Oh yeah, I would imagine.
But yeah, what an interesting character. This guy just travels the country,
getting piggyback rides from the best players. I love how specific it is.
Yeah,
like he's like, I have this specific fetish. It's got to be the best player on the team, and it's got to be a piggyback ride.
Yeah,
you think he comes in his pants when he does this?
They said,
or does he jerk off to it later?
The cops saw him do the piggyback ride because that's when they went up and arrested him. And they're like, he had a look of like pure ecstasy on his face, like when he got off the guy's back, like he loved it. You could tell the cops like wanted to say more, but like, you know, they're like,
they're skirting a line because the guy obviously isn't all there.
Well, and like, I just don't think they're like supposed
they're
to
like,
say much.
Yeah,
but they're like, they were like,
also they can't say anything that they can't prove.
The piggyback bandit, Sherwin Shayegan. If you're a high school athlete out there, if you're the best on your team, watch
out.
If
you're a parent of a high school athlete or you're a sibling of a high school athlete,
watch out.
This guy's on the prowl.
He's lurking.
And if you're not in one of the five states that he's banned from, he's coming for you.
But he even goes to some of the states he is banned
from. He goes back.
How do you withhold a high school sports ban? You know what I mean? Where they look through a Rolodex of like, oh, you can come in, you can come in, you can't.
Well, he's got 45 more states to fucking play with.
Of course I know Sherwin Shayegan. He jumped on my back, dude, in Liberia.
He was an athlete. Dude, I guarantee you the Bushman knows this guy.
He did. He is from Washington State.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know his father, Erwin Shayegan.
Oh,
the piggyback bandit.
What a beautiful man that is. It's great that people like that exist on Earth. Because
speaking of another beautiful man, who sent me this? This is from Scott, and Matt sent me. Scott sent me the initial. Matt sent me like a follow-up. Well, speaking of follow-ups, remember the guy who ended a police interview because he farted so horrifically that they had to stop it? He pled guilty, so I think he's going to do some time. Not to that, but to the crime.
Yeah.
And the lady, the ghost woman, is now engaged to
saw
the ghost.
That. Yeah.
That we've spoken about. She's engaged to a spirit. Congratulations.
And she's crazy as fuck.
Congrats. So there's this... some guy named Dr. Barry King. He's 58. It's a great name. He's a gynecologist.
Oh, that's a great. It's even better. It really adds to the story. Barry King, gynecologist.
This is WLWT5.
Who's your gyno? Oh, I go to Barry King.
Dr. Barry King.
You know Dr.
Barry
King.
Barry K. The Denver Post initially covered this. So a former employee of Dr. Barry King's wanted medical advice when she worried her cancer may be coming back. She was a breast cancer survivor, was scared when she noticed a lesion on her vagina.
Whoa.
So she called Barry Kay. This guy's an expert.
Isn't that just a vagina?
What do you mean?
Just that there's a cut on the down between your legs. Vagina.
It's true, too. Her own gyno recently retired, so she asked old Barry King for help.
Oh, Barry King's like, oh, I'll tell me, doctor.
Barry King is always looking for patients.
Barry King's doors are open, and you know it.
There was a level.
By the way, what nationality is this guy?
Who knows?
Okay.
He could be named Barry Luther King Jr. I know. I don't know. I assume he's white.
Could be Barry Elvis the King.
He could be Asian. She said there was a level of comfort because I did believe he was my friend. But after the exam, she
Barry King's your friend. You know that.
She told the Daily Sentinel
that
King.
You can tell Barry King anything.
That King said something odd. He said, when you get home tonight, I want you to have your husband take a look at it. She told the county judge.
Barry King's got some advice for you. And I'll tell you what, you let your husband take a look at that. Sweet, sweet poontang.
Wasn't until she returned home that she had noticed purple on the toilet paper after using the bathroom.
Oh.
She said she recognized the dye as...
Oh, no! This guy did something to her pussy. He wanted to show her husband. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Oh, what yes, the fuck he did. Did he do?
She said she recognized... She said he worked in his office, so she, like, understood what it was.
Oh, you know Barry King, what he's up to.
She recognized the dye as gentian violet, which is used to treat medical issues, including yeast infections and thrush. But she said she hadn't heard of the gel being used in years.
Barry King used it all the time.
Since she worked in his office, she just assumed that it was in use again. The next day at work, however, she seemed to think something was... Dr. Barry King seemed to think something was funny, the woman said. That's when King spilled the truth and said he did it as a joke.
Oh, Barry King, a real prankster.
He said, it was a joke. It was a joke for your husband.
I love this guy's bedside manner.
The woman said Barry told everyone in the office about the joke, which she felt was a violation of her privacy rights. This guy's a doctor.
Oh really? You did? Because it is. This guy can get fucking... He can get his medical license revoked.
She said, I was sexually objectified as a prank on my husband in hopes that his penis would be stained purple. That's disgusting.
Dude, this guy went that far? It wasn't just look at it.
That's
it
what she thinks.
Oh, you know what? Barry King got something to say about this. Barry King, like a joke on the husband.
Initially, she didn't want to report the incident, but a friend urged her to come forward so it wouldn't happen. King avoided jail time as a part of a plea deal. He's still allowed to practice.
No,
medical.
He isn't. Yes. So what was the plea deal? He doesn't get time.
I don't know.
Dude, he should go to jail for that shit.
His conviction could be overturned if he does not get into trouble in the next 2 years.
Do you think that he laughed
the pre-deal
all night long thinking about her husband? Oh, please. I hope they fuck.
By the way, this is not the first time he's done this.
No.
Definitely not. The Colorado Medical Board wrote a letter of admonishing him for his unprofessional conduct and required King to take a course on professional boundaries and ethics to keep his license. How about you just fucking throw him out?
Dude. This guy, this isn't just like a odd thing that took place that may just be a slight breach of trust. This is a fucking egregious.
It's insane.
This guy wanted to pull a prank on the husband by fucking with her pussy.
The woman said the whole ordeal was horrific and humiliating and cost her mutual friends after people chose sides. Who chooses Barry's
side?
I'm
with Barry King.
They're like, Barry does this all the time. He's a known prankster. Get over it.
Everybody know Dr. Barry King is a prankster.
She described King as being like a frat boy playing a prank. This guy's like 60-something years old. She said, I want to know where Dr. King's moral compass went.
Yeah, wait, it went... I have no idea. It never was there, I'm going to assume.
Martin Luther King is... I mean, his family is not even happy that Dr. King is associated with him.
I could see the... This is a great promo, though. I could see him getting... Like, really getting behind this and using this as, like, we don't take our medical work too seriously. Dr. Barry King,
do you like
to play around.
Do you like zany medical offices? Do you like purple dye that shows up when you get home?
It could be a surprise in there for your husband.
He just holding a purple bottle, like, eh?
What if he put, like, $40 in her pussy? And was like, tell your husband, go check that out.
I heard sometimes he puts a fortune cookie, the fortune in there.
Dude, what a bizarre dude. Man, I would feel fucking so betrayed.
She works.
Can you imagine that?
She works for the guy.
But also, if she worked for him, there's no way that this guy just started. I mean, this guy clearly must show some signs of this behavior on a daily basis.
Yeah, I would assume he's not completely professional.
So what the fuck is she doing going to him?
She was in a pickle.
Yeah, her pussy was in a pickle.
She had
I put a pickle jar up your pussy.
She had her gyno retired. It must have been short notice. She needed help. She turned to Dr. Barry King.
And Barry King turned turned on her.
I'm the purple pussy eater, Dr. Barry
King. Oh, what if the husband went down there? Could he get sick from fucking swallowing that shit?
I don't know, but he that would freak the doctor. The doctor probably, I mean, the husband may kick his ass.
Also, like, I'd be, I mean, having purple panties, you know, residue, freaked somebody out.
And this lady thinks she has cancer? Like, what kind of joke is that?
Dude, that's Dr. Barry King style.
Yeah.
I would still go to this guy. I got to be honest with you.
Well, he still practices, so you can go. I'm going to go and throw purple paint on him and say, I gotcha.
Dude, I heard this is Barb Dassey's gynecologist.
All right. What are you going to do with the purple dye this time, Barry? I got to go, Brandon. I got to go see Dr. Barry King.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going. I'm taking off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm heading out now.
Okay. I have a new cellmate. His name's Dr. Barry King. He has, like, purple all over the walls. I think he likes Prince.
Yeah.
I like the royal wedding. Did you see the royal wedding? You missed it because you're in jail.
I saw it, yeah. No, uh-huh. No, he gets all kinds. Remember? Hell, you're not on this, but, like, she called him when... they were watching his favorite TV show is Lethal Weapon.
The new Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
Wow. He's like,
there's a new Lethal Weapon on I'm missing right now. She's like, well, if you don't want to talk to us, Brandon.
How does he feel about the cast shakeup?
I don't know. But I think this was just before.
Wow. He may be horrified.
I love me some, what's his name?
Murtaugh?
No, who took over, what's his name? Stifler from American Pie.
Oh, what's his name?
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure he might be devastated, but he couldn't talk to Barb long because he's like,
there's a new Magnum, or there's a new Lethal Weapon on right now.
Go play with your friends. I don't care.
Yeah.
He does. Dude, he's a narc in there, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
I got to see
he's
more.
He's, like, narking on people for, like, littering and shit.
Jesus.
I was like, dude, you're going to get stabbed. You're going to get fucking killed.
Keep telling all people, Brandon. They like it in there.
Like, when they go through all the reasons why he should be...
Because he's a narc.
And one of them, he was like,
yeah, I always tell people you can't be doing that.
Jesus, you're going to get killed. Sherwin Sheehan's gonna jump on his back.
I was like, only someone that stupid would survive in prison.
Yeah, I bet he loves it. Ignorance is bliss.
Absolutely. But Stephen Avery seems to be doing all right.
He's like, the cable program in here, Mom, is so much better than what we had. And I get to see highlights from WrestleMania.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of pranks gone wrong, Barb sent this. I also saw it on my own. The Falcon mascot of the Air Force Academy injured during the football's trip to Army this weekend.
Whoa.
The Colorado Springs Gazette, one of the best gazettes in town.
Of all the gazettes. Top three favorite gazette.
Reported that Aurora, well-known school mascot over two decades, put in its service.
Yeah, it's probably getting a little loopy.
Suffered an injury to both wings when she was abducted by West Point cadets in a prank gone wrong.
Whoa.
Injury.
This is like an old-fashioned mascot raid?
Yeah.
What?
Injury could require the bird to be euthanized due to its age.
I bet those guys feel like real jerks. Also, here's another piece of advice. How about you don't keep a fucking eagle as your goddamn mascot?
It's a falcon.
Or falcon.
It's been working for over 20 years until these guys killed it.
You think it liked it? You see it like going out there?
But it didn't want to be killed.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just fucking leave it.
The mascot was injured over the weekend, is being transported back to Colorado. The Academy's spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Tracy Bunko, told the Gazette.
Bunghole?
Yeah. Yep. We have specialists.
Hey, Bunko, you son of a bitch.
Bunko, you behind this. You dyed my wife's pussy purple.
Hey, I'm Dr. Barry King. What do you want?
He takes off a mask. It was Dr. Barry King all along.
I'm also the piggyback bandit.
They're like, Dr. Barry King is responsible for pranks gone wrong across the country. He fed a Scottish man's penis to a bulldog.
He could have been involved in all of this.
Barry,
Dr. Barry King got his finger in a lot of pies.
Barry motherfucking King. We have specialists at the Academy who have the best training and facilities for her care. She's part of our Academy family. We're all hoping for her full and speedy recovery. Army and Navy have a long tradition of stealing each other's mascot ahead of the games, but no one had ever been able to take the Air Force Falcon.
Whoa.
So these guys like penalized? They're like, you guys are unbelievable. You're going to be made spies.
Also, how did they go about this?
They took these guys.
A full military operation?
They broke into a fucking, it said West Point cadets took her from an Army colonel's house. They broke into an Army colonel's house.
Look, he didn't get killed.
Jesus.
I can see that guy just shooting these fucking guys.
Army won the game 17-14. They were inspired by the theft of and murder of this fucking Falcon.
Is there going to be any legal issues?
I would imagine these guys are going to get thrown out of West Point, right?
I don't know. It's a tradition, though.
Well, and they did it. No one's ever done it before.
I'm both disgusted and very proud of all of you.
You will have to do 500 push-ups, but also you'll get blowjobs while you do them.
By Dr. Barry King. Dr. Barry King is here to suck your dicks.
DBK.
Oh, but here's the thing. I put that purple shit in my mouth, so when I suck your dick, it'll look all purple.
We got a new lawyer for you, Brandon, Dr. Barry King.
Yeah, he's no longer a doctor because they kicked him out. So now he's become a lawyer.
Don't let him, if he comes near your privates, don't let him do it. That's just one thing.
You know who Dr. Barry King's best friend is? Ken Kratz.
Hey, Barry.
Oh, hey, kitty.
I heard you really purpled up a woman's pussy.
Oh, I did.
Send me the pics.
Oh, it's hot stuff. Oh, Ken, you go get a big old boner off this.
Hold on, there's another call. Hello, this is Sherwin Shayegan, piggyback bandit.
Oh, how you doing, Sherwin? This is Dr. Barry King.
This player in your Colorado neighborhood, unbelievable at soccer. I will be in town.
Well, come on by.
Fucking Sherwin Shayegan, wow. The piggyback bandit. I would be honored if I met this guy outside of Walmart and he said, will you give me a piggyback? I would say, fuck no.
I would tell him, yeah, and when he jumped, I would move out of the way, and he would just fucking fall.
I would say, only if you jump facing me.
I don't do piggybacks. I only do front piggybacks.
Piggy fronts. Come on, jump on.
Come on, put on this snout, little piggy.
Straddle.
He looks like a pig. He looks like a real hog.
Straddle me. Catherine sent me this. I haven't heard from Catherine in a long time. Thank you, Catherine. This is Daily Mail material. This is right up our alley. Husband and wife of 10 years. I can't even read this. share their bed with a magician.
This is Cat Dancers. What the fucking low? This is lower than Cat Dancers.
Who helps them raise their two daughters? You have a regular dad and you have a magic dad. They both fuck your mother.
Magic dad's going to really help out with some of the rearing.
Bella and Ken from Orange, Connecticut had been married for 5 years when Bella met married magician Daniel at a party.
Wait, you're a magician? You're married? We fucked both of us.
The two couples had group sex before.
I love the fact that they had. Hey, not only am I a magician, but I'm a swinger.
Divorced from his wife and moved in permanently with Bella and Ken to live as a thruple.
Dude,
call it a thruple.
No way. So this was a swingers party gone wrong, where he's like, I love the fucking both of these two people more than I love fucking you.
There's, I think. The couple is the guy with the black ponytail. The magician is the redhead ponytail.
Yeah, the magician's definitely the redheaded ponytail guy.
And the happy wife's in the middle.
Wait, let me look at the wife again. Do you have the picture of the Bella. Wife again? She's not that bad.
You want to move in?
Got room for a comedian?
Doesn't the initial husband look kind of like Fran Lilac?
Yeah.
Do you notice they're wearing matching skirts, the husbands?
Yeah, what is this? they're Celtic?
These daughters have no shot at being normal.
No shot. Are you kidding me? The magician's probably going to start fucking the daughters when they get of age.
So Ken is the initial husband.
Yeah, he's the guy that actually his DNA is in these children, right?
But yeah, apparently.
Biological father.
Yeah. Bella is the wife. She became Daniel's assistant. So she's on the road traveling with
just
the magic.
Sucking that dick, doing magic tricks.
So Ken took another girlfriend.
This is getting crazy. Dude, hold on. We need to get a flow chart keep track of where
Ken and Bella are the initial couple.
Yeah.
Bella became the magician's assistant. So she's out traveling the road doing shows.
So this fucking redheaded magician.
Yeah. Is porking this guy's wife.
On the road.
But Ken's got a lady who he spends time with. Bella's out of town.
Yeah, because he's like, I love to fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, Bella's getting pounded by old fucking Ginger over there.
What am I going to do? Sit here and not do anything? Raise the kids?
She's getting her pussy. She's getting her pussy burnt up by old fire crotch.
She's getting that magic wand.
Oh.
Talking about the moment she met Daniel, 34-year-old Bella said at the end of, she doesn't look 34, by the way. Looks a little older, in my opinion.
Okay.
At the end of the night, I don't know why he was about to leave, and we were saying goodbye, and I kissed him. Bella.
Made the first move.
I was like, okay, I'm married, and I just kissed another married man. I was having very conflicted feelings about it, but I wanted to do it again.
What?
Yeah.
You filthy, filthy lady.
Though the college sweethearts, this is the husband and wife.
This is why you don't do college. That's why you don't say college sweethearts. Because you're going to end up getting bored with each other. You're going to get a fucking red-headed magician to come in and start butt-fucking both of you.
In the bed.
And she fucks both of them.
Although they were strictly monogamous, they discussed exploring having other partners and decided to get to know Daniel and his wife, who were in an open relationship. Bella said there was a lot of chemistry, and we were like, maybe this is something we really want to try, a.k.a. she did. So we invited him over, we talked a couple times, and we ended up all having sex. We kind of went from there.
You really went from there.
But before long, cracks started to show in Daniel the magician and his wife's relationship.
Oh, she's like, all you're ever doing is sucking big, what's his name's dick.
Daniel?
Daniel's dick and eating her pussy.
Daniel, 33, said, so her and I were together for a long time, and we had problems. Daniel, the magician, had problems well before Bella and Ken came along. He doesn't want to blame them for the problems.
Yeah. Good move. Real good move.
Fortunately, something that I think polyamory does very well is that it highlights everything, and you end up talking about things that you might have pushed under the rug previously.
Oh, yeah. Like butt-fucking a magician? Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm going to say that polyamory probably would put you in that position, and if you weren't, you would never have that discussion.
In 2015, that was a year after the foursome had their first group fuck.
Whoa.
Daniel, the magician, and his wife divorced, and the next step for Ken, Bella, and Daniel seemed natural. Bella said, we were like, okay, you can come live with us. So he moved in. The newly formed thruple moved into a new, larger house and settled into a king-size bed that all of them share and established their three. Imagine how much farting is in that bed, by the way.
I don't like sharing my bed with one person. Can you imagine you have two fucks in there? What the fuck?
What if they're fucking and you're like, hey, I'm trying to sleep over here, guys.
Yeah, can you guys keep it down?
Jesus, hey, you're...
No, dude, when you're in that shit... When it's a democracy, so if two people fuck, all are fucking.
Oh, everyone fucks?
You have to.
You're like, hey, I'm sick. I have a cold. I'm
trying to sleep. You're fucking tonight. I don't care.
Your dick sweat's dripping on my head.
Oh. Three people in a fucking king-size bed?
Daniel said, it's usually the two of us. This is the magician talking. Or the two of them. So it's not a lot of threesomes.
So it's always one guy watching.
Bella said it's actually not very often that the three of us are together sexually. It must be for special occasions.
Hey, by the way, you guys, here you're gonna take some. You're gonna pull a piece of paper out of a bowl. When do you get my asshole tonight? When do you get my pussy?
There's the husband.
Oh my
magician.
God! I thought that was a woman.
No, it's the husband.
Magician looks like a woman.
The magician looks like Andrew Santino playing a character
with a fucking long hair.
Sometimes the two men become intimate.
Of course they do.
Daniel said it's an
Do you see how they're holding each other in that picture? You're telling me those guys haven't fucked.
Daniel, the magician, said it's an uncommon thing. It's like cake. You don't have cake all the time. You got to save it up. Getting butt fucked doesn't make you fat, though.
Oh, God. What a weird... Dude, those poor children, man. It's sad.
Oh, yeah, it's sad. 2 years ago is when Ken got his girlfriend, Laura. That's another person who's thrown into this fucking insane circle.
They have a picture of her?
I don't think so. Ken said Laura's...
Laura's like, by the way, I don't want to be part of this fucking article.
Ken said Laura's wonderful. She's not involved with Bella or Daniel. She and I are involved, and that's her attachment to us. He's like, I got my own lady. She doesn't touch any of you.
Hey, what's his name? Daniel?
Daniel.
Sometimes you're fucking me, but I'm only fucking her.
Bella, her job with Daniel is she's a fire handler. She's handling that fire crotch.
Yeah, she's got a lot of practice.
The group said they communicate their feelings if they're feeling jealous.
I think you have to. I saw that Showtime show about polyamory. It seems like the biggest headache in the world. All they do is talk about their feelings nonstop. Yeah. There's like everything's such a fucking major discussion. It literally seems like it would be the most annoying thing in the world to participate in.
Ken said, if you ignore it, it'll breed resentment. If you talk about it and deal with it, maybe then you can find the root and get past it.
Find the root. I got the root in my pants. Why don't you suck this, Bella?
I feel horrible for these girls.
No, they walk in. Maybe they've, like, when they were younger, they had a scary dream. They walk in and there's two dudes and their mom sleeping in the fucking bed.
This is what Daniel said. They said, this is what the article says. When Daniel moved in, Bella and Ken had to explain it to their then 3 and 4 year old daughters. You did? You had to? How about you just don't do this?
He's a local magician, and he's going to be living with us now.
He's having sex with mommy, but daddy's still having sex with mommy. But sometimes Daniel and daddy have sex.
You know what the weird thing is? So, like, when you're
3 and 4.
But you know when you're a kid, you have two parents, and you don't think, like, they're having sex. Like, that doesn't even... But when you have three people in there, the only reason they're together is for fucking. So sex has to be, like, constantly part of the discussion, because it's not like they're just having a dude because they're like, oh, we're super in love with this guy.
By the way, he sleeps in their bed. Yeah.
Dude, it just, there has, sex has just got to be like constantly the topic of conversation in that household.
Do they do any background info? Like, is this guy a pedophile? Like, do they look into him at all?
Probably.
These are young kids. It's insane.
Like, probably the same as you would do with, like, just some guy you met.
A roommate.
Or lady.
Ken said they were really happy about it. Now they don't remember before that. We share the responsibilities of parenting together on our own various styles and on the same team. They let this guy parent their daughters.
How old are the daughters now?
They were 3 and 4. They look like they're, like, in their, like, early.
Oh, he's been there. He's been with them, like, 5 years, right?
Yeah, they look like
8 to 10.
Yeah, about that.
Wow.
Bella said the girls were playing with one of their friends, and the friend kind of remarked to our little one, saying, you have two dads and a mom. And she said, yeah, some people have two dads, and that's okay. This isn't okay. I don't care if your dads are gay.
But they're also like, one of them's a magician. That's what we have a real problem with.
I like how she's saying some people have two dads. Yeah, that's fine, but they don't have fucking three people in the same bed.
Yeah, it's all... It would be easier...
You could say some people fuck horses. It doesn't make it right.
It would be way easier to have... just gay dads or lesbian moms than to have some fucking redheaded magician guy boning your dad and your mom and living with you.
Jesus. Daniel said, I never wanted to have children because I was always worried about my lifestyle being too selfish for children as a magician. Like, that I'd be traveling all over the place and bringing kids with you is a big problem, especially when they're little. So to have this situation where I can love these two girls and be a parent, but when I'm not there, I know they're taken care of, and I'm not leaving one person at home to take care of all the duties. Really nice, really comfortable.
Dude, this is the ultimate pervert compound. Fuck.
Their daughter, one of the daughters is 7. She said, my favorite thing about my dad is that he likes to write books, and I like to write books.
Is her dad an author?
I don't know.
Or he just likes to write books?
And the thing about my other dad is that I like to do magic, and he does magic.
A lot of connections going on here.
Yeah. Here they hear both dudes giving Bella a nice smooch on the cheek.
Oh, man.
Jeez. I think somebody's going to end up dead in this at some point.
Cat dancer style, man.
Yeah.
That's shit. Always goes wrong.
So there it is.
Dude, I think that the one dude is going to start venturing out. The one with the private girlfriend.
The husband?
Yeah, I think he's going to start going out with this lady, spending more time. I think it's going to breed some...
Resentment
between the...
I think Daniel and Bella will eventually branch off.
Who's the breadwinner in this house?
The magician.
The other guy,
they
I
quit
don't know.
Their jobs. They're like, let's let him earn all the money.
Get out on the road, Bella.
So crazy.
Well, it's a good story to end on. It's a feel-good family story. The holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
And that is got to be one hell of a Thanksgiving dinner over there.
Probably everyone's stuffing the mother, not the turkey.
How many magic tricks does he do during dinner? He's got to be
all
pulling
the time.
All kinds of shit.
You think the dad gets pissed that he's impressing his daughters with the magic?
He could be. I think he's definitely got to be a competitive thing in there. Who would want... I mean, you're a father. Would you want some dude coming off the street and then taking charge of kids that aren't his?
Or even being in my bed. Hearing his fucking juicy rippers at night. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my bed.
Hey, I got a magic trick for you. Would you make this fucking, why don't you make my cock disappear?
Only
those,
once in a while,
those
though.
Red butt cheeks.
only every so often, though. Let's not overdo it.
Yeah, it's like cake.
Yeah. So, I like cake.
Some people eat cake all the time.
Chocolate. My dick looks like chocolate cake. Oh,
God.
Do you think Bella is scared that she probably joined him on the road because she was scared somebody else would swoop him up?
I bet on the road they pick up from fucking fans and fuck the shit out of them.
Who, Bella and yeah. Danny?
Yeah. But like some male. I think Bella's just into getting porked by all. And I think Daniel just loves watching dudes pork Bella, and like he gets to maybe pork the dudes on occasion.
Do you think Daniel the magician ever uses his like a prop, a wand prop on Bella, like a
yeah, I think all the time
DP.
He does. It probably makes fire shoot out of her asshole.
These kids, if I were lived in this town, I would never let my kids go.
I would burn their house down.
I would never let a kid go play over there.
Like, wait, what? No, you go over there. You go play with the
unacceptable,
the transgender couple.
Unacceptable.
Not these guys.
To hang out with Daniel the magician, no. Bella and Ken.
I don't think a magician should be allowed to be involved in a three-way relationship when there's children involved.
Looks like his thing is he does enjoy wearing like kilts, because there's another picture of him in like a skirt or whatever.
Is that his gimmick when he does magic?
It must be. Maybe he does like a fake Scottish accent. I don't know.
Good luck to them.
Sounds like they're fucking a lot. That's good.
What other benefit would it be? You fucking, you got to sleep with three people?
Do you think they all go to bed at the same time and they're all like, I love you, I love you.
Dude, can you imagine the fucking sounds that these freaks make when they're fucking?
And the kids.
You know how hard it is to keep somebody quiet?
Oh, and
like
the kids,
one person.
The kids' room is probably right next to
it. Now you got one guy jerking off. Well, the other guy pounds the other guy's wife.
Sometimes him.
Sometimes him. Sometimes the wife gets pounded by the husband and the
sometimes
fucking magician's jerking off.
Sometimes the guys are licking each other's taints while the woman.
Sometimes the guy's pulling a rabbit out of the other guy's piss hole.
Out of his ass.
Jesus.
What do you think the wife was like? Oh, I'm gonna be a fire twirler. I'm gonna go back to college.
I got my associates in fire twirling.
Good news, Daniel. I could come out on the road with you. Daniel was like, shit. I was escaping the old ball and chain. Now she's coming out to my gigs.
No, the old ball and chain's the other guy, husband,
Kenny.
Kenny.
But Kenny's got his own lady. What do you think on a date? Is Kenny like, look? I live with a magician and my wife.
They all like are part of these organizations. Like, I think there's chat rooms and
websites.
Shit. This guy doesn't just go up and meet somebody on the street. This is all very organized.
How do you have time to date when you're already living with two people?
Dude.
And you're married to one of them.
How do you keep up with fucking that many people? Like,
it's hard work. And he has two daughters.
The same as when I watch these polygamy shows. Like, when I was 25, I was like, that'd be the greatest life ever. Now 40, I look at it, I go, this is a nightmare. You imagine having to fucking have three wives?
No. But does Daniel, does the magician go to like parent-teacher nights, like all three of them?
Oh.
he probably does.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
He
like seems like he's kind of pretty much their dad.
They probably love Daniel more than the real dad.
Well, she loves writing books, but she also loves magic. And
my
mom,
what does she love more? I guarantee you there's one that she loves more, and I bet it's magic.
I think so, too.
You said you like to write books.
I bet she's like, Dad, Daniel said I could go hang out with my friends. You said no.
You said you like writing books like me.
Shut up, Dad.
I never liked writing books, Dad. I always loved magic.
Magic's cool. Books are stupid. None of your books get published. It's all fan fiction.
Mom says she likes when Daniel fucks her better than you. Yeah, well, I got Megan. Is that the girl's name?
Brandon? Laura.
Laura.
Hey, Brandon, since you've been in prison... We took a magician into our bed.
Yeah.
Me and Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all you got to say?
I'm just telling you we got a magician in bed.
Yeah.
Sometimes he fucks Scott. Sometimes he fucks me.
Okay.
That's it? You're just so accepting? He's your new father.
Yeah. My real father's a slow learner. No, my real father's a genius.
Don't you say that. He's a smart boy just like you.
Dude, I would love to know their relationship, because they didn't really delve into it. But
Peter?
Barb and Peter.
Yeah, where'd they
he
meet?
He looked like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Where'd they meet?
I don't know. Sylvan Learning Center. The fucking...
Like, what's the local bar in the Avery Town? Is there like a local hangout? Or they just hang out
the junkyard.
The car lot.
Dude, I don't know, but I would love to know what she thinks of him now that she knows that he's fucking completely brain dead.
Knows a lot about birds. Yeah, remember you used to eat my pussy real good?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Brandon. He would write me beautiful letters. Won me over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to write a letter to the ass man. I better get a response.
Yeah.
That'll be a real treasure.
Dude, I'm going to write him a letter and be like, that last guy that wrote you a letter?
He's a liar.
He's not a biggest fan. He doesn't even like WrestleMania.
I can't wait to talk WrestleMania with the Das Man.
I might write him a letter that is only about how John Cena got robbed in WrestleMania.
I might tell him I'm on the new Lethal Weapon show.
Hey, it's me, Sean William Scott from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, things are great. I love playing.
I heard you like the show.
Thanks for watching.
I know that you probably were watching the season I wasn't on, but I hope that you like me.
Hey, it's me, John Cena, just right to you.
Dude, all his favorite characters. How about, hey, guy, it's me, Stephen Avery.
I'm in the cell next to you.
Meet me in the bathroom in 20 minutes.
Okay. How did he know when the letter was going to get here?
Hey, it's me, Dr. King.
Hey, it's Dr. Barry King.
I'm going to paint your dick purple.
Hey, it's me, Daniel the Magician.
I want to fuck your wife.
Joke's on you. I'm not married.
Hey, it's me.
Why isn't he married, by the way?
Scottish
How's dog. Avery getting all this pussy and Dassey's getting nothing?
Yeah. I think he's getting some. Stephen Avery's the real catch.
He can grow a hell of a beard. I'll give him that.
Hey, Brandon. Yeah, you may be the young buck, but I'm the man who did all the raping.
if you're gonna go out with Dassey or Avery, you better ask if you have any cats because he'll burn them in the fire like a psychopath.
Yeah, he said, I like to start all my nights off by roasting a live cat, then we'll just skirt over that.
They're like, holy shit.
Classy Dassey, dude.
That's Avery. The Dass Man, to our knowledge, has never burned a cat alive.
No, but Classy Dassey, I think, gets a lot of requests from women.
He's not into it?
I mean, his dad was obviously a ladies' man. He scored Barb.
He knocked her up.
Is Peter Dassey...
Is he remarried?
Is he the father of all the Dassey boys? Bobby?
I don't know.
Jimmy? Whoever the fuck?
Daryl?
My other brother, Daryl?
Bobby Joe Dassey?
Bobby's got
some
problems.
God, he looks
problems.
So much like the Dass Man.
I know. It's crazy. Same oval shaped head and body.
God, he looks just like
him. See where he gets his physique.
Oh, here he is with Barb. The three of them are reunited. Dude, they're like the same exact height.
I know you got to watch the show because they show all these photos.
How tall is Dass? He looks like a big guy, but Barb might just be real small.
I don't know. Scott's bigger than him.
Dude, you're telling me those aren't fucking detachable Jankos? Look at
Let me see those things. Hold on a second.
Take a look at the close up on those knees. Dass is just waiting for an opportunity to unzip those bad boys.
No, I don't think they are, dude. I remember fucking pants like that. I remember the style, man.
I think when they were putting the heat on him, he was going to unzip them, turn them into shorts as he felt the pressure.
Is it time for me to transform into shorts?
You're going to prison, Brandon.
Dude, Stephen Avery at times looks like a werewolf.
He's crazy.
Long hair and his beard.
He's not winning over anybody. He was actually a decent-looking guy when he was younger, other than his... I love when they bring up all of their IQs. It makes me laugh so hard. So
Wait,
bad.
Did Brad Dassey write a... Oh, it's his rap song.
Dude, all these guys, they bring up Stephen Avery's IQ. They start bringing up everybody's IQ, and it makes me laugh so hard.
What's Barb's?
I think Brandon is in the 80s, one of these tests.
He's
low
up.
80s.
He's up.
I know. He got smarter.
What's Barb's?
Oh, I don't know. Barb's brighter than... I mean, look, let's be honest. Peter Dassey really brought the Dass Man down. Barb... We're just stating facts, okay? Look, yes, it's not. This isn't the best stuff to say, but look, Barb Dassey is far smarter. I bet she's, her IQ's in the 90s. I think Peter's might be in the 60s. And the Dass man's right in the middle.
What's Scott?
Scott's a normal guy. I think Scott might be close to 100.
Scott's like,
but then when you start hearing him yell at fucking Stephen Avery, you start to question his intelligence
also. Scott's in Mensa. He's in Mensa with Tommy Morris, who claimed to be in Mensa.
Crazy.
I'm in Mensa, okay? Hey, Brandon Dassey, I'm your new lawyer. Wow.
That makes me laugh harder when Rick yells about it, because it is the most dead-on Tommy. Why do you think he hangs out with Joe Rogan? He starts screaming. That makes me, because I remember him doing that. It was so crazy. We get so angry about stuff.
Rick Ingram would have to hear Tom Morris as his neighbor yelling domestic disputes.
All I can picture him saying, why do you think he hangs out with Joe Rogan?
I don't appreciate that Barb changed her last name away from Dassey. Kind of a shot of Peter's ego.
Dude, Scott wanted it. Scott gets what Scott wants.
Fuck Scott Tadick. What's he ever done for Barb?
Dude, he's got the Tadick.
Yeah.
Get rid of that Dassey.
Look at his prom picture.
Trying to tate a dick.
Steve Ape. What kind of prison allows this sort of contact?
Dude, you'll find out while that goes over.
Yeah, boy.
It's great. That lady's a real cunt.
Have you seen a show on Netflix, House on Haunting Hill, I think it's called?
Yeah, I finished it.
What do you think of it?
Ugh. It was started out great, and then it just turned into this fucking soap opera.
It's really frightening, Courtney.
It is very scary until like the last three episodes when it's like just fucking these monologues go on and on.
I think I'm on three or four.
I like the guy that created it. And I like that guy's movie. That guy's very talented. He's a great director, great writer. He did a bunch of other stuff. I even watched his very first film, Absentia, which is super low budget, but it was decent. And but it just fell apart at the end.
Yeah, I got to make my way through it.
I loved it, actually, up until like six or seven episodes in. I go, oh, God, I can't take it now. I pounded that last episode is a slog and a half, man. Tell her just to fucking get ready because it is monologue city.
Let me read this quick letter and we'll get out of here. This is Dear Danish and O'Neill, I've come to you as your biggest fan from Eastern Canada, Newfoundland. That's right. As mentioned in Boner City USA, I'm an N-word, Newfie. I think we mentioned the, remember that, but kind of. And believe it or not, people actually get furious about it. Locals even harassed Anthony Bourdain during his visit here for parts unknown.
Why, for saying Newfies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really a slur?
I guess. My girlfriend and myself both have our birthdays on October 23rd. A little late, sorry. And we would love to a true blue birthday shout out. Love the show. Love you guys. Much love from the eastern part of North America. What's up, Pete, Josh, and Emily?
Josh and Emily, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy True Blue Beach Pony birthday.
Happy belated.
Hopefully that's the theme of their birthday party.
And then Johnny emailed. You can check out True Blue Beach Pony for Josh and Emily. You can send them shower curtains, leggings, jeans at danishandoneal.threadless.com.
I'm trying to get my nephew as a birthday coming up. I'm trying to get him to throw him a True Blue Beach Pony party. People have no idea what I'm talking about.
I was walking by a car today and it had True Blue on it. I guess it's the Dodgers thing. And I was like, they're stealing from True Blue Beach
Pony. You had a pony on there.
There's someone sent me a story that Rogan posted on Twitter about a cougar in Northern California that's specifically targeting horses, like in that area where there's like tons of horses.
Saw that.
It's a serial horse murderer. They said that once the lions go for them, they love them because they're they are easier to get than deer. And they're like, once they get that meat, they love it.
Oh, they love it.
And they start killing them.
They're like Daniel the magician once he gets that meat.
And then, do you remember this from Boner City? A guy named Johnny emailed me, and he said he entered the Boner City, the much-aligned letter-writing contest.
Did I read that?
And he said that somebody said, one blew my mind, and then somebody said from a guy in the Navy.
Didn't I bring that up on a podcast?
I don't know.
I thought I brought it up a while ago.
He wanted to know if it was him that we were talking
about. Maybe he hit us up on Twitter. Yeah. I looked at it and I was like, I have no record.
I have zero.
I don't even remember.
No.
It's hard. Yeah. I barely remember episodes of Boner City at all.
Yeah.
It's so.
But yeah, apologies.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could have been you. It may not be you. Maybe DeWitt would know.
Maybe Fran Lilac.
We'll hit up Fran.
Dan, but you're going to get an earful.
Fuck you. Fucking letter writing. I'll send you a stick of gum and some fucking candy.
He may have had something, and I remember, and I was going to bring it up, and I think we went on, but I couldn't. There was like no chance of me remembering finding. The best case scenario is that if you go on the Facebook group, someone could probably tell you the answer.
That's true.
For real. Like that, if you have any questions about anything
Danish and O'Neill related, what's the square root of?
You go on the Fans of Danish O'Neill group on Facebook, and they will fucking tell you the answers to things for sure.
By the way,
they're on top of their game.
If you're
sure.
in there and you don't have a True Blue Beach Pony shirt, are you really? Should you really be allowed to stay? That's the question.
By the way, hopefully, look, the shirts are coming in good. If you have any problems with the shirts, just fucking hit up Threadless. Send them a picture. They'll send you a fucking new one.
I saw one of our listeners in Scotland. I'm blanking on his name. He has two Dalmatians. He said he got his shirt delivered to him.
I wonder if they have dog outfits. I don't think they do.
They should.
He could dress those Dalmatians up.
Do you think
if
we sent the Dasman one, do you think he could wear it?
Is he allowed to wear? I don't know.
We'll have to ask him in one of our letters.
Hey, Mom. It says that I'm a True Blue Beach Pony.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Give me the phone. This is Scott. You ain't no True Blue Beach Pony, you son of a bitch.
Get off the phone, Scott.
You, Barb, get in here.
Do their kids live at home with them?
Peel them panties down.
Do they move out?
The kids? Yeah. No, Bobby Dassey has like two kids of his own.
Oh,
Barb's
a grandma?
Dude, and it's scary to think when you get deep into the Bobby Dassey psyche that he has kids.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Shit's getting real.
Yeah.
This lawyer, though, is great because she just accuses everybody of killing him. She has like five people that she publicly outs. Which I don't know how it's legal, but like she says it's legal because you're allowed, if you're on trial for murder, you can say he didn't do it, this person did. Like that's part of the law. But she's calling him out on fucking a Netflix documentary. If I were any of these people, I'd be pissed, man. It's because he's calling you a murderer if you didn't fucking do it. It's scary. Gets real crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get out of here.
All right, everybody. Have a good week and become a True Blue Beach Pony. Go to BetDSI DO 101.
Later, skater.
Don't dye your genitals purple. Never turns out well.
This is 800 solid ass pounds.
Yeah, buddy.
Lightweight.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Barry King. Let me look at your pussy. There's a great documentary on Ronnie Coleman on Netflix.
Really?
Ready to watch.
What's it called? Lightweight?
I think
it's not called
like
Lightweight, buddy.
It's something.
That's disappointing.
It's called Ain't Nothing But a Peanut.
Well, let's listen to this. It's been a while.
This is what you have to do to win big tournament competitions. Look better than the other guy, make it look dangerous, deadly, and they love it.
They love it.
Sure!
Let's play it one more time.
They love it or the...
They love it, of course.
This is what you have to do to win big tournament competitions. Look better than the other guy, make it look dangerous, deadly, and they love it.
By the way, I love how it's big tournaments, not just tournaments. No, dude, these are big tournaments.
This ain't fucking amateur hour.
What is
hour.
It? You got to make it look...
You got to make it look dangerous.
You got to make it look deadly.
You make it look deadly.
and
make
they
it
love
look
it.
Sexy.
And they love it. Get a magician. I gotta hear it again. I'm blanking on the third thing.
No, it's only two, and then the third is they love it, I think.
This is what you have to do to win big tournament competitions. Look better than the other guy, make it look dangerous, deadly, and they love it.
To make it look better than the other guy.
That was
the
our
first.
Big debate. Was he had a big third one in there, and he couldn't think of it. And then he's like, "Man, they love it.
You got to look better than the other guy. You got to make it look dangerous. You got to make it look deadly."
What if he tells you, "You don't look better than the other guy right now"?
Does he mean physically better?
I think
like
more
you
attractive. Yeah, like wear tighter geese.
You got to better looking,
accentuate your ass.
Better looking dick.
All right, let's get out.
All right, see ya.